She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, and on the Parenting Express, how do you handle COVID stress? That's kind of one of the things that we're going to take a look at today. Shelley Goldberg is back with us. She is, of course, the former parenting reporter for New York One. She's the parenting expert for us here at Kevin McCullough Radio, and we always love having her back with us. Shelley, you know, not just COVID, but everything that the fall season is visiting upon us is getting busier, and now that things are starting to open up more, you know, I myself, the lovely bride, our kids, last week and a half, we had 5 social engagements on different levels that we had not had in a year and a half. And, you know, it's the stress of get Johnny to this, get little Janie to that, push, back in school full time. It's getting a little nutty out there. So we need some ways to de-stress, particularly heading into the fall. What you got for us?
Okay, well, Kevin, you know, you're talking about the social engagements. I keep thinking of the political world. And when I look out there, it's so overwhelming and so stress-inducing. We don't seem to have a lot of control over it, but there are things that we do have control over.
Nice.
And so one of the ways for parents to cope better, to bring down the stress level, and to bring down the stress level with their families and with their kids and their grandkids, is to do a lot of simplifying your life. And so I have a whole bunch of ways that I'm going to suggest to your audience that they begin this wonderful homework assignment. Number
All
one,
right.
Pick up the phone and ask your friends, ask your relatives. That means you, Kevin. Ask your friends, how are you simplifying? What are you getting rid of? What are you decluttering about or with? And I guarantee you, you're going to get some answers and some suggestions that you hadn't thought of. So ask your friends. Number two, ask your kids. Sitting around the dinner table, put it out to them, especially if you have kids, you know, 6 years of age and up. Say, how do you think our family could make our daily lives simpler? How can we streamline? What things in our lives do you think we really don't need, we could get rid of or put on the, you know, on the back bench? Again, I guarantee you, you're going to hear things that you hadn't anticipated. 3, remember the 5-minute rule. Teach your kids that if they can put something away, or as a grown-up, if you can put something away within 5 minutes, whatever that is, a book, something that was out on the table that you want to put back in the refrigerator, if it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now. That will simplify your life greatly, right? Next. Make self-sufficiency the goal for your family. The more things that you can teach your kids to do for themselves, cooking, the laundry, making their beds, walking the dog, even though you have to invest some time at the beginning, in the end, that will simplify your life greatly. Next, have one calendar for the whole family. Normally, there's one for the kids, and this one goes to soccer practice, and this one is going here, you know, for singing lessons, blah, 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 and tutoring. Try and have one calendar posted in a few different places, you know, a Google calendar or whatever on your phone, but one calendar for the whole family so everybody knows what everybody else is doing. Spring cleaning. Usually it's mom who decides on a weekend, you know, dad's watching TV and mom's going to clean out the closets. Nope. Spring cleaning, fall cleaning has to be a family affair. And it has to be something that you teach your kids to do. Maybe it's every couple of weeks. Maybe it's once a week. But you're doing it routinely. Everybody gets together and they go through the toys. They go through the stances. They go through the picture in the living room. And everyone decides, what really does it need to be here right now? What would make everything simpler, visually simpler? Sometimes when you have too many things visually in a child's bedroom or in the living room, it's very distracting and stress-inducing for the whole family. You want to simplify. Wardrobe, simplify. You want to find a color palette. They call it capsule dressing, capsule wardrobe. So you're using basic colors for grown-ups. You're using accessories for middle school kids. But everybody is learning. If you buy your child a pair of sneakers and they love them and they fit well, maybe you buy two pairs so you don't have to go. Well, maybe not for kids because their shoe size is always changing. But certainly for you, Kevin, if you find a pair of shoes that fit well and you're comfortable, buy two so you don't have to go back and buy another pair. And you want to simplify your life by not inducing the stress of having to shop all over again.
Yeah.
Emails. Look at your inbox. Get rid of all those things that you don't need. Teach your kids how to do the same. I do not need to be glazed over looking at 5,000 things in their inbox. You also want to have a to-do list before you go to sleep at night. Clean the house before you go to sleep at night and really prepare for the next day. I'd like to ask you, Kevin, what is going on in the McCullough household? How are you simplifying? What do you think might work in your family? But again, simplifying is the way to have control over a very chaotic world.
Yeah, no, and it's getting more chaotic because the schedule, after being a year and a half of nothing, is turning into a day after day of everything all the time. And I'll say some of the things you mentioned there, the lovely bride really did implement. She did a deep dive fall cleaning with the kids, and every one of them were in the room with her when she was, you know, digging the crud out of the corners and reorganizing and helping them put things in color-coded order and all the other kind of stuff in their drawers and in their cubbies and everything else. And, you know, it lasts a certain degree of time, and then you got to redo it again. But she got them involved in the process, and I thought that was very beneficial for them to kind of have to take ownership of, you know, saying, hey, I see what it looks like clean now. I'm going to have to kind of own up to that. And she's an incessant to-do lister, so she keeps that to-do list up to date on a regular basis. I would say one of the things for us to de-stress a little bit in the fall thus far has been because the social calendar has been far busier than normal, just a lot of going around and getting to things and doing all the stuff that we've had to say prioritizing. Our exercise is a little bit more upon us than it was in kind of the relaxed days of pandemic where there weren't nearly as many things to go do. And I think that movement, that exercise, that intentional stressing the body has helped de-stress the mind, at least for me a little bit. And it helps me stay mentally uncluttered so that I can then think through what I've got to do, everything else even better. So those are some things that we've done. And Shelley, thank you for a great list. Always appreciate it. Always appreciate your help.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.